This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Go ahead, boss.
Hey, guys, Andrew Giuliani. Hope you're doing well. I got to tell you, we are on the campaign trail here with 10 days to go until primary day on June 28th, and we're going to be asking everybody to come on out and vote. I got to tell you, it's been a heck of a ride. But I think, as everybody knows, on day one, January 1st, 2023, we end the war on cops. We have been told fantastic lies the last couple of years that our police are part of the problem. We know that truly our police, our law enforcement, they are the nucleus to the solution of saving New York. And on day one, we make sure we fire rogue district attorneys like Alvin Bragg and any other Soros-funded district attorney who chooses not to execute their oath of office. We make sure that our police can proactively police again, and we will continue to push to make sure that our law enforcement is respected again in the state of New York.
I'm not kidding you, I swear.
Outstanding. Well, please mute your phone. You're making too much noise for our host.
All right, I'll be back in a little bit.
All right. Sorry about that, Andrew. Good help.
No problem at all. No, hey, look, I think more than anything, this is something that's so important for, like I said, for all of our law enforcement to hear. Because we've had political leaders over the last decade plus in the state of New York that have decided to abandon our men and women in blue. And to me, as somebody who grew up around law enforcement, whose confirmation sponsor is a retired first grade detective, I understand the importance of making sure that we have leaders, political leaders, that are going to back our boys and girls in blue, because honestly, there's nothing that's more important to making sure that we have the quality of life that we need in New York and making sure we have the kind of law enforcement that we need to, and that they can do the job that they need to. Look, I look at policing strategies that worked here in not just the city of New York, but around the country when it was instituted. Ideas like broken windows, like allowing our police to be proactive again. Honestly, like stop and frisk, where we saw our police really take what was 2,000 murders a year to less than 600 murders in five short years, taking New York City from the rotting apple, as Time magazine called it in the early 90s, to the safest large city in America. We can do that again in New York. You know, anybody who tells you that New York's greatest days are behind it, I say our best chapters are still to be written. It's just going to take the leadership to make sure that we are backing our blue, that we're fighting for our kids as well, not just from a safety standpoint, but from an educational standpoint. I don't know about you guys, but it seems to me like we have so many on the left that would rather have our kids sit down and get read a story by a drag queen than they would actually having our kids sit at church and read the Bible. To me, that's something in New York where we need to return to a state of morality. On day one as governor, I will make sure that we stand up for our kids, for our law enforcement, make New York a place where we're creating jobs again, and honestly, throw away all of these COVID mandates that we've seen over the last couple. I was in a debate about 5 days ago that performed, it seemed to go very well, but they would not let me in the room because I chose not to get vaccinated. This should be everybody's individual choice, not one that is being forced upon us. And I've seen our law enforcement, I've seen our firefighters. And by the way, a shout out to the Utica Fire Department, who I know is listening in today. As a matter of fact, I have a pretty good pinch hitter who's substituting for me on Monday because I'll be in New York City preparing for a debate. A guy named Rudy Giuliani, you might have heard of him again. He's going to be in Utica at the Adirondack Bank Center doing a press conference at 10 o'clock. Anybody in the FD, in the Utica Fire Department that wants to come on by, please feel free. I'm sure he would love to say hello and thank you and take a picture with you. But we need to make sure that these COVID mandates go in the ash bin of history. And anybody who lost their job gets their job back. But of all the issues that are facing New Yorkers, and there are so many, most importantly, we need to make sure that we end our war on cops. And I promise you, on day one of my administration, that goal becomes the primary thing that I will focus on day in and day out. And that's why I'm asking for your vote. I'm humbly asking for your vote on Tuesday, June 28th. Any question, guys? We can talk a little back and forth, too, and I'd love to hear what's going on in your guys' life.
Well, Andrew, Mr. Yerky, he's doing another pressing engagement. He's got the stretch Kia going out and about town. He'll be joining us a little bit later. Anyways, somebody from the Utica Fire Department said thank you very much and I support you. But sure. I'm here in D.C. It's just an absolute blank show. Yeah. You know, the law enforcement just went by the wayside. People are just doing whatever the hell they want. And, you know, and the thing about here's the thing about liberalism. It ruins everything. When I mean everything, yeah. Everything. You got these bummy DAs in New York and in California and in Virginia where you had two cops in Los Angeles County murdered by a guy out on parole for gun charges. He was murdered with possession of a firearm. And so L.A.'s becoming a war zone. And it's not only just crime, but it's taxes. We're being taxed to death. Gas is just absolutely ridiculous. And also, just talking about ourselves, it's no longer he, she, it's him, her, it, this, that, they, those, them, I'm fluid, I'm cisgender. I mean, how far do we go, Andrew, that we,
to your point on that, you know, I'm the father of a six-month-old daughter. It'll be my first Father's Day tomorrow, and I got to tell you, as I think about her and I think about every single time that I talk with New Yorkers, whenever we talk about policy or ideas, I always think about my daughter and how it will affect her. You know, and I always say this, right? If there is a policy that a Democrat is proposing that will make her quality of life better, then guess what? Most importantly, I'm a father. The thing is, I haven't heard any recently that would actually make her life better. But we can catch this on the other side of the break. It sounds like we're getting played into one, and we can definitely talk more about how we're going to educate our kids the right way in New York. And by the way, I'll close with this. There are two genders. Excuse me for saying something radical, but two genders, male and female.
Folks, we'll be right back. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network with Andrew Giuliani hosting.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Calling all patriots. Come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, guys, Andrew Giuliani back, guest hosting the first half hour of the show tonight. On the campaign trail as primary day is coming up in 10 short days on June 28th. So I'm asking everybody that you know in New York, every registered Republican, to come out there and vote for me, Andrew Giuliani, this Tuesday, June 28th. So most importantly, we can end this war on our cops. But I got to tell you, as we got into the last break there, we started talking a little bit about Father's Day. And this is my first Father's Day that I'm celebrating as a dad to a beautiful six-month-old baby girl who's the absolute light of my eye over here, apple of my eye. And we were talking about how, you know, there's gender dysphoria being introduced to 6- and 7-year-olds and drag queen story hour and the crazy ideas, the chaos theory, as I call it, that's being introduced at such a young age. And I think it's just very simple. I think our children should be innocent again. Let's allow our kids to be innocent. There's no reason to hypersexualize these kids at such a young age. Allow them to grow up, allow them to be kids, and allow them to enjoy their young years without having these crazy ideas being introduced. And certainly as a father, as I said before, I think about my daughter every single time I talk about something on the campaign trail. And more than anything, we need to make sure that we're fighting for our kids' rights to a traditional education where they learn about the real history of America, the fact that America, while not perfect, is the most perfect land that has been created by man and the greatest experiment yet, and getting better and better and better. Even though it might not seem like that every day when we see the news, we see that we're at $5 a gallon. I can tell you, I really believe that we are on the precipice in this country of an incredible red wave where we will take back not just our cities, but the state of New York, and eventually the United States of America. And I'm honored and humbled to be joining you guys tonight, and as a guest host. And as I said before, I'm asking you, whether you live in New York, whether you know somebody who lives in New York, after the show tonight, come on out, call somebody, tell somebody that lives in New York to vote for Andrew Giuliani on June 28th.
Right. Andrew, one of the things I have as a father is the public schools. And
yeah,
Unfortunately, the price of private schools and parochial schools and Catholic schools is just out of reach. It's like buying a new boat. When and my siblings went to Catholic school, the three of us were like $500 a year. But granted, you know, that was people driving the Model T. What can you do as governor to help people either – to improve public education, because you know the teachers' union is going to go after you tooth and nail and just keep ruining public schools.
Great question. What I propose is creating a tax credit system in the state of New York. As you know, mattering which county you live in New York, many of the counties in New York have the highest property taxes in the country. And what I believe those property taxes, which now they end up going to the teachers' union, they go to the Department of Ed in Albany, which really is the teachers union who controls that. I believe those tax credits should be a tax credit, a tax voucher that every single parent has in their hand. That way, if they want to apply that to Catholic school, that way they can go to Catholic school, like I had the opportunity to go to Catholic school, or to private school, or to homeschooling, whatever it may be. Because honestly, what we need to do is we need to allow parents to have more choice in education. And when we see some of these crazy ideas, when we see critical race theory or the 1619 project, or an idea that there may be more, the parents should be able to have the choice to send their child to a Catholic school or to a or if they're Jewish, a yeshiva school. And we should ultimately be supplying them with their hard-earned, just be an automatic payment to the teachers union, as you've seen Democrats do. That's why I would create a tax voucher program. That way our parents, yes, I know this may sound crazy to some on the left, but our parents actually can be the primary stakeholders in our kids' education.
Wow, outstanding. That's what, see, folks, you need, that's why you need to vote for Giuliani, Andrew Giuliani, in the primary, and then November, vote for him again, so you can send your kids, afford to send your kids to private or parochial or whatever school, and also so yours truly can move back to New York, because eventually, Andrew, I want to move back to New York, take care of my parents in their golden years, and then retire, you know, like a old man in the woods. But right. Anyways,
it's a beautiful and wonderful state, and that's the thing. And I look at this all the time. I always believe people will pay a little more to live in New York, right? I mean, you have so many amazing things. It's beautiful. We're driving right now through the Catskill Mountains, and it's just a gorgeous place. We were 20 minutes from Niagara Falls today in Buffalo. I'll end the night in Manhattan, and it's just stunning how amazing New York is. But when you price people out the way that we've been doing, when you overtax them, when you end up bringing crazy ideas to our education, or when we continue to see crime spiral out of control, as we have under rogue district attorneys with crazy ideas like bail reform, which, by the way, on day one, I sit with the assembly speaker and the leader of the state senate and tell them very simply, you are putting a full repeal of bail reform on my desk, and until that happens, I'm not funding one of your top priorities in my budget.
Wow, outstanding. Andrew, why hasn't anybody, Governor Hochul, done the same thing? Because I know Mayor Adams went up there to try to fix bail reform, and why aren't they doing anything? They want these people to turn New York into something out of Mad Max?
You know, unfortunately, I think Hochul is controlled by the radical left at this point. I mean, she is not looking for, she's playing party politics rather than actually doing what's right for New Yorkers. And I think that's one of the things that you need to put aside. You know, Adams is talking a good game, but unfortunately, his actions have been non-existent at this point in terms of actually doing anything. We're seeing crime in New York City up 40% from what it was even under de Blasio, which is kind of amazing to think. So we're kind of saying, and I remember that old New York Post headline saying, do something, Dave, when it was Dave Dinkins back in the early 90s. Well, come on, do something, Eric. Time to do something instead of just going to your nightclub till 3 o'clock in the morning. How about we actually do what New Yorkers need, which is making sure that we beef up our police, that we end up allowing them to be proactive again in their policing and take the handcuffs off our cops and put them on our criminals.
Outstanding. Now, I remember I put in our blog that, you know, the current mayor, he's wearing this buffoonish looking coat at this gala that nobody can afford to go to. Meanwhile, years ago, one of his predecessors would be driving around in what they call the ice cream truck in the middle of the night, making sure crime was streets were safe and good order and disciplined. But you know that mayor personally. But anyways, Andrew, last couple of minutes, how is Dad doing? Anyways,
he's doing great. You know, I'm so proud of him as a son, and with Father's Day tomorrow, you know, it really is full circle having my first Father's Day as a father. And
and looking up to him as somebody who's, he's, like I said, he's right now campaigning. He'll be in Syracuse tomorrow. On Monday, he'll be in Utica and Watertown. We'll have a debate in Rochester on Tuesday. So he's hard on the campaign trail, working to make sure we get a governor in office that's going to defend our boys in blue. So for me, this is why I put my heart and soul into this, so that way we can save our state. That way I can hand a better state off to the next generation than was actually handed to me. Because right now, I don't know if we could say that right now where everything is, but I know New York's potential. We all know New York's potential. And like I said before, that's why I'm asking for your vote on June 28th to vote for Andrew Giuliani. Like I said, we will end the war on cops, and we will make sure that we allow our cops to be proactive again, bring back broken windows theory, and make sure that we can utilize such a program like Stop, Question, and Frisk that was so good and so effective in New York City. And we'll bring it statewide. How about that?
Right. Well, it's countrywide, because it's not when, you know, I used to work under your father. Stop, Question, and Frisk was from a Supreme Court decision. It wasn't from the NYPD patrol guide. It wasn't something that the bosses at Police Plaza came up. It was a Supreme Court decision saying you can articulate a stop, question, and possibly frisk somebody. And anyways, Andrew, I can't thank you enough for coming on, doing a bang-up job hosting. Unfortunately, after you hang up, you know, it's going to be the amateur hour. But anyways, Andrew, we're definitely going to have you back on. Keep in touch, since you are now part of the show. But anyways, folks, we get back, we get the crummy part of the show. Stay tuned, everybody. And thank you, Andrew Giuliani.
Thank you, guys.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Infants, toddlers, and preschoolers could get their COVID shots as soon as next week. That's when they will become available, as federal regulators have formally signed off on making the vaccine available to kids as young as 6 months old. The FDA signed off on the vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech on Friday. The CDC followed suit on Saturday. Millions of doses have been ordered by the government for distribution across the country. Some 18 to 19 million children are eligible for the shot. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg personally knows what many travelers have faced over the last couple of days. That's because his own flight from D.C. to New York was canceled. He wound up driving here to the Big Apple. He told the Associated Press his department could take enforcement actions against airlines that failed to live up to consumer protections. But Buttigieg wants to see whether there are major flight disruptions over the 4th of July weekend and the rest of summer. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Officials in Philadelphia have identified the firefighter who was killed after being trapped in a building that caught fire and collapsed early Saturday morning. 51-year-old Sean Williamson was a lieutenant who served the Philly Fire Department for 27 years. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says he personally knew the fallen firefighter.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
Williamson leaves behind his mother and son. Four others were injured in the same incident. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The price of Bitcoin fell below $20,000 for the first time since November 2020. It dropped by as much as 9% on Saturday to less than $19,000. Bitcoin has now lost more than 70% of its value since reaching its all-time peak of $69,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. 7-5radio.org. We can't thank guest host Andrew Giuliani enough. He came on in the middle of a campaign, and we said we want you to guest host, and he complied. Well, you with us? I guess not. Anyways, I guess Walter is in the stretch here going to our Tennessee studios. But anyways, once again, folks, if you live in New York, by all means, if you're Republican, make sure you vote for Andrew Giuliani, but only do it once. But anyways, like always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we want to remember Corporal Michael Pederis of the El Monte, California Police Department in the watch June 14th, 2022. And we want to remember Police Officer Joseph Santana of the El Monte, California Police Department in the watch June 14th, 2022. They were shot by a maggot that was out on parole because Los Angeles County District Attorney did not want to put this dirtbag in jail. Also, we want to remember Deputy First Class Glenn R. Hilliard of the with Kokomo County, Maryland Sheriff's Office, end of watch June 12, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Anyways, real quick, I want to talk a little bit about Rudy Giuliani. Once again, he will be at the Adirondack Bank Arena in Utica, New York, which was formerly known as the Utica Memorial Auditorium. Also, real quick, Little Billy Keebler from the Yonandosis New York Fire Department is very angry at me because I did not mention the Yonandosis Fire Department. Well, frankly, Little Billy, that's because Andrew doesn't care about the cellar savers. But anyways, back to Rudy Giuliani. You know, he's been trashed like nobody's tomorrow. He was Donald Trump's personal attorney, and I thought, like, why would Trump hired Giuliani as his attorney because he hasn't practiced law in over 30 years. Well, because Rudy knows how to put a case together. So here he is, a private citizen working as an attorney for the U.S. president, and the media has just been doing nothing but trashing him. They forgot that back in the 90s, 25, 20, 30 years ago, Rudy Giuliani saved New York. New York went from 2,000 murders to about 200 murders. The streets were clean. People were held accountable. Business came back. People were coming back. You had gentrification all over the city of New York. And I was, as a member of the police department, it was the best time to be a police officer because he had the cops back. He said, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But if you do what you should not be doing, well, you're going to have to pay for that. And he did a wonderful job. And other cities, such as Los Angeles, followed suit with the broken windows theory. Fast forward to 2001 and the attacks on Lower Manhattan and in Arlington County, Virginia, and in Pennsylvania. George Bush is just flying around on Air Force One because the DOD and Secret Service don't know what to do. Dick Cheney's in a bunker under the White House. So who was the face of America? Rudy Giuliani. He was walking up from Ground Zero holding a press impromptu press conference covered in dirt in dust as New York's bravest, New York's finest is racing to the scene. And he was the face of America back in 2001. He gave us – he kept us calm. He gave us hope. He said everything's going to be okay. And you know what? Despite the fact that – New York City was attacked, he kept New York safe. So anyways, fast forward to present day, people forgot what he did, and now they were treating him like a piece of trash, which is unfortunate. That's what they do. They trash
the trash of heroes like Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani is a hero. I don't mind saying that. He fired me with, well, he had a good reason to fire me, but guess what? He is a hero. He saved New York. He saved thousands of lives in New York. He kept the New York City moving while the city was, after the city was attacked. He was a hero. But then, you know, people that dress up as drag queens, teaching your kids, reading to your kids, they're now today's hero. You know, guys like Audie Murphy, Alvin York, Rudy Giuliani, you know, they're the enemy. Meanwhile, drag queens and other people that you see on the news all the time, the Kardashians, they're supposed to be heroes. But that's our media today. Speaking of the media, you got Disney releasing a new movie called about Buzz Lightyear, about, you know, the character from the Toy Story series, which I actually cannot fathom. Why would they have a different actor voice Buzz Lightyear? I mean, Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. And the thing about Disney and the Toy Story franchise is that Disney don't care about the product. They want to push it out so people keep buying Toy Story toys and keep seeing the movie. Because in the fourth Toy Story movie, you had so many people pass away. Don Rickles, Lee Ermey, Jim Varney, they passed away. So, but they kept the money machine going. So now you got a spinoff, mind you, of Buzz Lightyear, and then you have a different actor other than Tim Allen. Now, Tim Allen is a conservative, and he probably would not like one of the scenes in the movie where you have a lesbian kiss. That's right, you got a lesbian kiss in a Disney cartoon. Now, I remember back in the day when I was very young, going to Catholic school, and Dad would drive us as Model T Ford, that you would have Disney movies, Disney cartoons, Disney television shows. This is cable in its infancy. It was all family friendly. Walt Disney did not put up with the foolishness that you see today, and I'm sure he is flipping in his grave knowing that they're using his name to promote homosexuality. Now, if you go to a website, I have pulled a clip from the great Mark Dice about a Zoom call with Disney bosses pushing this agenda. You know, they don't care about morality. They don't care about Christ. They don't care about religion. They don't care about civility. They want to push this homosexual agenda on your kids because guess what? Homosexuals usually can't have children unless they rent out a woman's room like womb, like Pete Buttigieg and others, because the parts just don't match, you know. But they want to push on our kids. That way they keep the LGBTQIA plus franchise going and just ruin America even farther. So you got Disney doing this. You got these, like I said before, you got these people. They're cisgender. He, me, they, them. And Andrew was right. There's two genders. You got male and female. You have people born with an innie. They're female with an outie. They're male, but anyways, that's where we're headed to. In my family, we no longer buy Disney products whatsoever because, well, my kids are a little bit older. I make sure they don't watch any Disney programming. And in fact, ESPN, which is owned by ABC Disney, is no longer on my cable system because they went woke years ago. But like I said before, everything these people touch turns to crap. Our cities are turned into war zones. Our public schools are garbage. I mean, you're not gonna put your kids in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and New York City public schools because they're crap. And now even the suburban schools are pushing this LGBTQIA agenda. And the parents say, please stop. Please don't do this. And they don't. The schools push it. That's why in Loudoun County, Virginia, you had a transgender boy. You had a boy dressed up as a girl sexually assault two people. You got that going on. You have nothing but this LGBTQ programming on all over our televisions, our YouTube stuff. You have and it goes on and on and on and on. And you know, the the rainbow flag with the look like a Cuba flag on rye, or a Cuba flag on LSD, that's being worshipped more than the Stars and Stripes. And, you know, God forbid you have the Stars and Bars because you're born and raised in Dixie. But anyways, I digress. But also another thing that went to crap is our economy. We got inflation. We got $5 gasoline. People that drive to work, people that drive for a living, their paychecks are getting smaller and smaller. They go to stores and the shelves are bare, and the stuff that's on the shelves costs an absolute fortune. And you know, Joe Biden just like, he's like, what? It's Putin's fault. It's Putin's fault. Everything's Putin's fault. I mean, we grow food here. It's packaged here, processed here, shipped here. Putin's nowhere to be seen. But anyways, we're coming on our third commercial break. When we come back, talk about God answering my prayers and see if Walter is available to come on. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We are on 75 Radio, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Calling all patriots, come meet a modern day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is 75 Radio on June 18th, 2022, not June 19th. Walt, are you with us, sir? I guess not. But anyways, another thing that the left screws up, of course, is the nuclear family, because they want to destroy it with guys living with guys, girls living with girls. But tomorrow, June 19th, is Father's Day. I'm not going to recognize that stupid-ass holiday, but June 19th is Father's Day, and I want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. You deserve it. Hopefully your wife and kids got you something. My wife didn't, because she's a anyways. But being a father is a very, very tough job nowadays, because, you know, the father has been replaced with a government paycheck. And then if you try to discipline your kids, you tell your kids right from wrong, you scold your kids, especially in public, they want to call the CPS on you, which is I don't get. I mean, back in the day, me and Walter, we were disciplined by a wooden spoon and soap in our mouth, literally. But anyways, I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. You know, go out, enjoy yourselves. Hopefully your wife will
let you sleep. Hopefully your kids give you some ties or some underwear, some Old Spice, like I gave my father. And I wish, again, I wish everybody a happy Father's Day. And, you know, and here's nothing liberal screw up. Federal holidays. What the hell is Juneteenth? You know, it doesn't even sound right. So Joe Biden, he wants to go, for whatever reason, he wants to appease the black voter base and declare and the government's employee voter base, because government employees are very, very, very liberal. So government employees get another day off during the beautiful summer months. It's a three-day weekend. Sunday is the 19th, but the official federal holiday is on the 20th. So anyway, and then CNN, they got this big jamboree going on in Los Angeles for Juneteenth. I mean, y'all been free for 150 plus years. I mean, okay, you know, just because some people, you know, here's Juneteenth in a nutshell. Some people out in the sticks got some news. That's in a nutshell. I mean, in terms of, you know, no black people have not succeeded anywhere further than the United States. Once again, black people have not done any better, exceeded any further than in the United States. The U.S. is home to a handful of black billionaires. Multiple black millionaires. You got people like Robert Johnson, ran BET, Michael Jordan, billionaires. You got Dr. Benjamin Carson, who ran John Hopkins Hospital. John Hopkins is one of the best hospitals on the planet. And then you got, you know, countless other black people doing great things. Oprah's a billionaire. You know, she's left to sprinkle American and commie phony, but she's a billionaire. So anyway, so we got Juneteenth and people want to talk about 400 years or whatever. Well, you know what? So be it. So anyways, I guess you'd say unhappy Juneteenth. I got Juneteenth coming up. Hopefully the shootings in the ghettos will go down for Juneteenth. And you know what? If I was a black person and they talk about Juneteenth, I'd get mad because, wait, you're giving me a federal holiday, you're making a national holiday for what? And, you know, using bad grammar? Come on now. But that's, you know, they pander to black people. It's like, oh, we're going to give you a holiday and call it Juneteenth because right after the Civil War, some people in Texas didn't get the news. I mean, come on now. But anyways, in terms of the power of the Lord, God has answered my prayers because one, Dr. Anthony Fauci has COVID. That's right. The king of COVID himself, Anthony Fauci, says he has COVID, and he is 81 years old, and COVID really don't like old people. So anyways, and I went on Twitter and said, hopefully he gets called home to the Lord sooner than later. So good for him, because this guy is absolutely horrendous, and he's been horrendous for 40 years. He's been screwing up things for 40 years. Look at every single disease we've had. We have AIDS, we've had the bird flu, we had the swine flu, we had the SARS. Hey, welcome, sir.
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm talking about the Lord answering our prayers. Anthony Fauci has COVID. I was wishing everybody a very happy Father's Day. Well, tomorrow's Father's Day. I know you have children, so happy Father's Day, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here. My son took me to the drive-in to watch Top Gun tonight, and Monday is his birthday, so
Knocking
the two birds at one stone. And then my dentist paid for the tickets for the movie tonight.
Your dentist paid for the tickets?
Yeah.
So did you take the stretch Kia?
Just take the what?
The stretch limousine made by Kia Motors.
No, we're in my Genesis.
Oh. Anyways, well, you missed a great show. Andrew knocked it out of the park, which means I got to step up my game, or it's going to be 7-5 with Walt and Andrew. But he did a bang up job, and we're talking about how liberals screw up everything. I mean, everything they touch turns to crap. So, including, luckily, when you said you're at the movies, I was hoping it wasn't Buzz Lightyear, because you know what they did in Buzz Lightyear?
What did they do?
They put a lesbian scene where two animated women are kissing. This is a kid's movie, so my kids will not be watching Buzz Lightyear. And they didn't hire Tim Allen. They had Chris Evans, who was in the Marvel movies. He's voicing Buzz Lightyear. Which is stupid. It's like putting somebody else.
Trying to put a condom on a woman. Yeah.
Say what?
Okay. It's like trying to put a condom on a woman.
Well, nowadays, you know, there's another thing the left screws up is genders. You know, we don't know what's a woman, what's a man, and then it might be born a man, but now I think it's a woman. Like you had the for Pride Month, you had what's his name from Ricky Levine from the National Health Service. He's holding a Pride flag with the press secretary, and he looks like such a dude. He looks like some 70-something-year-old rocker from some band from the 60s. But
maybe the next Toy Story movie, Buzz Lightyear, will have a sex change, and it'll be like Buzz Lightyear.
Right, Buzz Lightyear loafers.
Buzz Light one penis.
Nice. You heard it here, folks. The next Buzz Lightyear sequel. Anyways, so what else is going on down in Tennessee? We had you're watching a movie. You're done paying for the tickets. Your son's birthday. Happy birthday to your son. Did he get you anything for Father's Day?
Well, he was supposed to pay for the movies tonight, but my dentist was in front of us, and my dentist paid for us.
Oh, okay.
So he owes me a movie.
Oh, okay. Well, don't go see Buzz Lightyear. But anyways. Here's something. We are now, 75 Radio is now on Truth, Donald Trump's social website. So if you go to Truth Social, they don't have an app for the Android phone, so I had to do the old fashioned way. I use Google. Anyway, so we're on True Social, and nobody's following us there either.
That's the element of truth.
But anyways.
All right.
So,
other team misses the target.
Yeah, listen, I want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day.
Egress is steep.
And all the sons out there, whether your father is with you or not, wish him a happy Father's Day. It only takes a few seconds. So I want to go ahead and get back to this movie, spending time with my son, Zach.
All right, go right ahead, so you deserve it.
I'll pull up to the driving window next Saturday night, but you don't worry about it.
All right, take care. Spend some quality time with your son. Good night, sir. Anyways, that's Walter Yerkew, ladies and gentlemen. He gets it. That's what we do. You know, Walter's with his son, so we get Andrew Giuliani. But Walter's right. It's your father still with us. Please call your father. Let him know, like, Dad, I love you. Because unfortunately, I'm at the point now in my life that my dad's getting up in years, and when I get a phone call from home, I fear the worst. And I consider myself very, very lucky because my father's been with me. He's like still with me at this point. I'm I'm on the wrong side of 50, and I hope him and my mother are with us even longer. But if your father's with us, still with you, call your father. If you haven't, if you and your dad have fallen out, make up your father, because you'll only go around once. Unfortunately, I lost my father-in-law about 4 years ago, and my wife, she still mourns the loss of her father, and I'm sure she jaws me, because both my father's still here, and hers was called home to the Lord. But anyways, so wish everyone a happy Father's Day, a horrible Juneteenth. Also, if you live outside a big city, or if you especially live inside a big city, make sure you exercise your right to the Second Amendment, because it is absolutely horrendous out there. And there's a gun show near me that is on about once a month, and they have lines out the door because so many people buy firearms.
And the best time to buy stock in a gun company such as Smith & Wesson Remington is when a Democrat gets elected to the presidency, because first thing they want to do is grab the guns. Speaking of which, you notice that every time a person of color goes somewhere and starts offing some rounds, offing some people, you don't hear anything about taking away guns. Why is that? That's very interesting. But anyways, I hear the music. We made it another week. Four Peter Scoop Stanton. Well, correction, this is Peter Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew and the next governor of New York, Andrew Giuliani, who's also a guest host. Just remind you, just a reminder, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody. Thank you very much.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.